HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
So it's time now for your Guadalupe Squares, everybody. That is the game that's just like the Hollywood Squares, only completely different and formerly housed in Guadalupe, but not anymore. That's how it is now. It is, it's 9:47, and get ready for this. We got Dave Chappelle tickets to give to the winner of the Squares. We have a girl and a boy waiting online. Let's get right to it. Here's your host, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, he's closing the border. He's not closing the border. It's President Trump, everyone.
I'm closing the unclosed portions of the border that have been closed before but are no longer closed. The border's closed. Who knew that we could have stopped illegal immigration a long time ago by just putting up a sign that said open and then pulling the little string and the neon goes off.
Oh, the neon. It's a neon. It just flashes.
And then
flashes.
It closes in Mexicans, abierto sabado. That's all we needed to do. They didn't know. Our neon sign did not say close, and now it does. Here's what I promise to all immigrants crossing our border. Joe Biden will be behind you. He will breathe heavily onto your neck. There is no avoiding it. He's going to assault you in a creepy old man way, not a sex way. And then you'll all have to go back with that story to tell. It's gross. It's not better here. You should stay where you're at, I think. And also, Barbara Bush is a bitch.
Whoa. Wow.
I understand she was pretty mean to me in her biography. And as you know, here of late, I like to attack dead people. She's dead. It's time to just stomp her body deeper into the earth.
Yeah, might as well, right? What's she going to do to
you? She said terrible things to me. And now I don't have to look her in the bug eyes and say, you're a bitch. I'll do it now that she's dead.
Top middle square. He had his fifth kid. Wow, Gordon Ramsay's here to celebrate.
Put the biscuit in the basket. That's what I've done again.
That's a lot of kids.
Unbelievable.
Gordon.
Too many kids. And now what we're going to do, my wife's new television show, Hell's Vagina. We're going to start voting some of these kids out. We've got too many kids in the house. Too many cooks in the kitchen, if you will. And now we have to start getting rid of some of them.
She's feeding baby monkfish right now.
That's right. Baby monkfish has a meal. He's got a lot of that. Little risotto, who was born a couple of years ago.
Wait a minute. You named your kids after food?
Of course I did. Of course I did. Sponge orange fish. He's coming up. Broccoli and cheese. That kid is almost in high school.
Little risotto.
Little risotto. My favorite of all. And then, of course, Dewberry.
Dewberry.
He sweats a lot.
Dewberry sweats too much.
All over the food.
Right. And now it's time for me to tell one of you to leave Hell's Vagina.
Who's out?
Dewberry, hang up your jacket. Oh. You're no longer one of my children.
Poor Dewberry.
Poor Dewberry. Now we're down to four Ramsay children as we eliminate down to one and then give them a new restaurant that will no doubt fail within 2 years.
Lamb slaughter.
It's like a lamb slaughter. Go outside, slaughter a lamb, hang up your jacket.
Top right square, it's opening day. Greg Schulte's here.
Take me out to the ballgame. Here come the world champion.
Summer.
Boston Red Sox. This ought to be entertaining. A whole bunch of no-names on the field for the Diamondbacks against the world champions.
What do you mean no-names? You have Eduardo Escobar.
Eduardo Escobar. Just because they have a name
David Peralta.
Doesn't mean they're not no-names. We got Walker, Texas Ranger at first base. I don't know what's going on around there.
Christian Walker?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to this weekend series to see the Red Sox. Very excited about it my own self.
You're the D-backs broadcaster. You have to go to all the games.
And some of the perks are seeing some of the best teams in baseball travel through town and slaughter the D-backs and Walker, Texas Ranger, and Raul Escobar and a bunch of other guys that I've never heard of.
Oh, here's your song.
Oh, good. Diamondbacks win. Best part about being part of a franchise that's not going to do very well is you don't have to hear their song when they win like this garbage.
Summer!
Yeah. Posted it.
Did you hear J.D. Martinez said he would have re-signed with the D-backs, but they didn't offer him anything.
Yeah. Quality decision there by the Diamondbacks. Say, did anyone think to ask J.D. if he wanted to come back?
What?
No? Well, he's a Red Sox now.
Red
how
stockings?
Do you say that?
Red stocking?
Is he a Red Sox? It's an X. I don't know how those work.
Middle left square. I don't know. He could die. It's not looking good for Ozzy.
Oh.
In the middle left. You don't look good, Oz.
I don't feel right, man.
What's happening?
Oh. You know, the things happening right now is my heart is quitting and my body's sort of
too many
down.
Bats.
Here, snort some sugar.
You yeah, know, don't do that. Let it be a lesson to everyone, and it took me this long to learn it, that you shouldn't eat bats, man. It's not good for your future. If I could do anything differently in life, it would be no longer eating rabid animals. I'm really regretting that now.
It's a good idea.
I piss myself on a regular basis, and now I can't remember. Now I can't remember the name of the woman I'm cheating on Sharon with.
Your nurse, maybe? You got some nice nurses.
And also, I used to eat Nikki Sixx's urine. I watched a documentary about that the other day. Evidently,
is that true, Oz?
Evidently, at a pool, I ate some of his urine. Once.
His urine is polluted, you know.
I've heard about that. It was filled with heroin. So is Ivo, and rabies. Who punched Jack in the back of the head, man? He's good at hitting my son. He's
yeah.
Trying to get a latte. Garbage.
I think it was Kelly.
Probably. No, but they did say homeless man punched Jack, so it was probably a good sense. That's how they described it. Anyway, I'm probably not going to make it. My show for next year to come to Phoenix in July. It looks like it's a desperate
attempt. We miss you, Oz. Get well. Get well soon.
It's not going to happen.
See you in 2020.
Brady, tell your parents to come to my funeral.
They will.
Don't I know it.
In the middle square, he's got a dead ear. He can barely hear you. It's Brady Bogan, everybody.
That's right. I heard every word of that. Hey! And let me take out my hearing aid real quick to prove to you guys that it's not really that bad.
Brady, your voice is changing.
You can't tell me my voice is changing. Diesel Pete. Everything is the same.
You're turned into Charlie all of a sudden.
I don't know what you're talking about. Everything's the same. Have an open mind. I'm going to get a little Q-tip in now and clean this thing up. Mm-hmm.
Any help?
I'll put my hearing aid back in. Nothing's different.
Huh.
Take it out. I'm going to change the name and then one that I'm going to go. You guys have $5.
You're turning into Charlie.
No, you're being dumb, Alec.
My God.
Alec, do you have $5 on a ball?
Sure. Here you go, Brady.
Thanks. Do you have 10?
Yeah, a lot of...
Give me another $5. Hey, you want to go to a movie premiere with me?
Is that a Beth shirt? Are you wearing a Beth
yeah,
shirt?
Yeah, I'm a Beth shirt. I was at the Suns game the other night. Let me put this back in. I was at the Suns game the other day, and Beth was there, and I said, sir, may I have your shirt?
She hooked you up fast.
Yeah, I used to play basketball with Beth quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
We would play shirts and skins. She didn't seem to mind. A lot of hair.
Middle right square. We got WrestleMania this weekend. Macho Man is here to promote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the WrestleMania show on top of it all.
You excited, Macho Man?
I'm still the best thing they've ever had.
Well, I don't know about all that, but...
Dead.
The Ronda Rousey main event? Is that cool? You like
Ronda
that?
Ronda Rousey is one of the toughest dudes on the planet. There's
it's a girl.
No doubt about
Macho Man, that's a girl.
By the power of Odin's pee-pee. Bring me the Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. Thirsty kids? The Macho Man knows the place for the ladies, and it's not in the middle of the ring, oh yeah. It's somewhere in the kitchen or holding my robe.
Can't say that, Macho Man.
Yeah!
2019.
Not where I'm from.
No. You're dead.
Now you got biblical. You can stone them here. Oh, yeah. How about a little nut butter for Ronda Rousey?
All right, Macho. Come on.
I'm from a different time. Oh, yeah.
Bottom left square.
It still hurts.
It sounds awful.
Brady Secret Square. Gives a hint,
yes,
Brady.
Yes, hello. I'm 55 years old. I'm an actor. I was, Decimus Meridius.
Who?
I was...
Decimus?
No, I was Maximus Decimus there Meridius in The Gladiator.
That still doesn't seem right at
that's
all.
That's correct.
All right.
The general of the army of Marcus Aurelius. I was John F. Nash in A Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay.
And the singer of Raywin.
Yes.
He was right.
You're correct. You know who I am.
I do. I figured out your
That's a sweet Australian accent you got.
Strong.
Well, I'm an actor.
So you're playing yourself, but you're doing it in character. Right.
Are you sure you nailed it?
Maximus Decimus Meridius.
He nailed it.
You're not Batman right now.
Yeah. Oh, he's reading.
He's reading the name.
He didn't I am not.
I thought he pulled that out.
Are you not? What are you looking down at every time you say Maximus Decimus Aurelius?
It's channeling the inner actor.
Looking at the script.
Bottom middle square.
He read it. That's fine. He's fine. Yeah, he heard it.
He's messed up. Bottom middle square. Nick Cage is here because his uncle's birthday is upon us.
My uncle's birthday is Francis Ford Coppola, baby girl. Thanks for letting me be on your show.
How's your lady?
Gone.
In 60 seconds?
60 seconds.
Good to be single again?
It's my new movie, Divorced in 60 Seconds. Boom, you're out. Yeah!
Hey, Angelina Jolie's single, isn't she?
Oh.
Got a few kids, though.
Maybe I'll let her be my new baby girl.
Should.
That'd be great.
I got a movie idea.
All right, let's hear it.
You're a butterfly.
Yeah.
And you fly around.
You had me a butterfly.
You're in? Okay, thank you.
Sign me up.
He needs some money.
Yeah, you will always be my baby girl.
You'll always be my baby girl.
Bottom right square.
Why is phone me talking?
Yeah, you will always be my baby girl.
You're my baby girl. Phone me is talking to Mimi.
I forgot about that interview.
You will always be my baby girl.
You'll always be my baby girl. Did I do that?
Yeah, you did. That was a few years ago, Nick.
Is that me?
Yeah, that was you calling us.
I sound a little slowed down.
You will always be my baby girl.
You will always be my baby girl.
What movie were you promoting back then?
Ghost Rider.
Thunder Dick and Helmet Man.
Ghost Rider. Oh, that was
Ghost Rider.
Ugh.
I got another movie idea.
All right, I'm in.
You're a maggot?
No need to go on. Sold.
By the right
Maggot
square.
Man.
He's got gifts for Brady. It's trippery, everybody.
Yeah. I, as leader of Hubbard Radio Phoenix and beyond, let's be honest.
And beyond.
Have you seen my P&Ls?
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I am so happy as the person in charge of this building and 98 KUPD.
How happy are you?
That. Brady's going deaf because it adds to the fun of the show like nothing else. Brady, in a couple years' time, if we agree to a new deal, will you please become more disabled in another way to add life to a show?
I'll do my best, Trip.
So wait, you can work maladies into the contract?
Yes.
He needs an arm to fall off after year one.
What I really would like Brady to develop is a stutter. That voice with no hearing and an inability to get words out. Get your popcorn.
Brady, can you give Trip a treatment?
Yeah.
Go on. Talk to me.
Let's try.
Brady.
You're funny, Trip.
More money, more money. More money.
I love having people in my employ who are semi-retard. And I know that's not kosher
to
say.
You're the best boss ever.
I like you too, little fella. If you could have a stroke that we could have fun with. Oh, the fun. Jeffy Stroke Man, the character development.
Odds are good, I think.
And I'm the only boss in America that encourages his employees to have terrible illnesses for my entertainment.
You're a great boss, Trip.
The best part of all this? Brady didn't hear a word of it.
Hey! All right, we got Jason and Maria on the line.
Maria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And Jason, you are there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Maria, pick a square. You're first.
I'll pick the secret square.
Yeah, you will.
Any ideas?
Ray Wynn.
You took the secret square with no clue. Oh, there you go. I was going to say.
Russell Crowe, yes.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Nice
the Australian
job.
Actor, Russell Crowe.
Good day, mate.
From New Zealand, you bloke.
Is he?
He's born in New Zealand, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah, that's close enough.
You're going to Google that. Toledo went right to Google fingers.
Jason, you're up. Pick square.
I'm going to take Tripp.
By the way, it's Tripper.
Wait, Jason, is there anything wrong with you? Multiple sclerosis, some sort of a, like maybe you're missing something, an arm maybe? And we would hire you right away and then make fun of you accordingly.
100% intact, but Brady needs a new hearing aid.
Yeah, he needs one for his good ear, so he goes deaf in that one. Too much noise. I love...
That's kind of mean, though, Tripp.
The disabled...
Are you guys talking about me again?
I do. Shh, Brady, you're interrupting again. Isn't it great?
It is.
So rude. I love the disabled. I would hire them all day long if I could because they are hilarious.
I can't really say that, Trevor.
All wonky and wobbly and weak and fragile. So unemployable, and yet I employ them because I like to watch them walk around and fall. And they're little sticks for feet.
Tripp. You like the struggle?
I think it's hilarious, the struggle.
You're not supposed to say
it. That's the reason all of our offices have big glass windows. In case a wonky walks by.
All right.
Don't miss a thing.
I am going to mop the floors every day if we ever hire a wonky.
I apologize to Phoenix for our boss.
Apologize to all the wonkies.
Okay, I apologize to the wonky.
And, by the way, if you're a wonky... You're hired. Now come on down and walk on our super slick floors.
All right, here's your question, Trevor. All right. True or false?
Yes.
A family of people with blue skin lived in Kentucky for many generations. Is
hired.
That true or false?
They are so hired, the Smurf people of Kentucky. The Louisville incests of blue. It doesn't work. They blew me away. Almost went past tense on the blue people. Or I would paint all the walls blue and make them lean against them and then scare Shirley.
You're full of jokes, aren't
you? Yeah.
Pranks.
I will say that's true. In Kentucky, they probably eat enough of their own crystal meth that they've turned a different color. And bluegrass. Yeah.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
That's right.
I'm going to disagree.
Actually, it was true, believe it or not.
Yeah, hey, the blue family.
Square. Uh-oh, Maria could sweep with Nick Cage. You want to go with Nick Cage?
Do it, baby girl.
Pick me, baby girl. Do it.
I'm Nick Cage.
I'm very well. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
I like being on your show.
Man.
It's very odd to have phone me and roll me.
It was so Nick Cage of you on the phone.
Very cool. It's face-off, telephonic face-off.
Here's a question, Nick. True or false?
Yeah.
Everyone has a unique tongue print.
What?
A unique tongue print. Is that true or false?
I don't know. Slap your tongue on my hand, baby girl. Let's find out. I'll say that that's true.
Oh, okay.
The girl I just married and divorced last weekend had a very strange tongue print.
All right. He says it's true. Do you agree or disagree? Maria? Agree or disagree?
I'll agree.
That's right. It is true. Maria wins with a sweep.
I'm very well. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
I can do it, too.
It was an ass kicking. Way to go, Jason.
I've been handing the notes. My tongue.
Man, I was looking forward to some Chappelle.
Shut up.
Shut up. He was already counting his win.
Brady's handing me a note.
Uh-oh.
My tongue print is on a lot of butts, it says.
Is that true?
No. Why have you handed me such drivel? You're no longer my baby girl, and I'd like to divorce myself from you. But thank you for having me on your show. I'm leaving.
Brady was right. Russell Crowe is from New Zealand.
From or born?
Wellington.
Born in New Zealand.
Born in Wellington.
Oh, well, he lived most of his life in Australia.
Yeah. Were his parents Australian and just visiting down in New Zealand and had him and then...
I don't know. It says, although a New Zealand citizen, he has lived most of his life in Australia.
There you go. We learned again.
Little known fact.
We learned again.
That's right.
And that. And that's why Brady did the New Zealand accent.
Man.
Instead of the Australian one.
We apologize, Brady. Sorry.
The E's are different.
You will always be my baby girl.
And you will be mine. Baby girl.
Did we make him say that?
Yeah, I told him. I said, I always do the impression you and say, follow me, baby girl. I said, and I call men baby girl and everything. I said, will you call me baby girl? And he said,
you will always be my baby girl.
Yeah.
That I forgot about that.
Awesome.
Weird. Thanks for having me on
so
your
cool.
show.
But unprompted, he did thank you for being on the show.
I'm very well. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
That's so weird. We didn't know for sure. We thought we were being spoofed. Thank you for having me on your show.
He's become a parody of himself.
Yeah. I do realize I've become extra me.
So much
me. I'm overflowing with me.
Was that for Ghost Rider 6? What
was it? It was one of the Ghost Riders.
Yeah, one of them.
Oh, so bad.
I know, pissed terrible. Off Eva Mendez with the earlier one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nah, what are you going to do? She's doing nothing.
Haven't seen her.
Yep, don't piss me off.
You'll go away.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, whisked her into a cornfield and off she went.
He Thanos'd her.
I think she got deported or something. I don't know. I haven't heard from her.
She got deported. I think she married a rich actor.
Could be.
Had a baby.
Nobody knows. Nobody cares.
Bye-bye. She lives in New Zealand.
No, she moved down there with Russell Crowe.
Everybody's down there.
We're done. 10:07. You're leaving today. You've got Mo Money Pond, 3 to 5 o'clock. Indian School and 12th Street.
Correct.
Balloons for the kids.
Balloons for the children.
For all
perhaps,
red hot dogs.
Red ones.
Perhaps. Flame throwing.
Yes. I'll see if I can talk to the guys.
I got to be part of this. You got that. Fitz is out there today, too. I think he's at Arrowhead
11
Harley.
11-1.
11-1 at Arrowhead Harley for Bike Week. That gets kicked off today. Strap your mamas on the back of them bikes and start flapping their leather heads all over the place.
Hey, you said you were impressed by the mamas this week.
One mama.
That's a lot.
Some guy emailed me and he's like, this is my mama. And she's hot. And I'm like, I noticed in the pictures you sent me, she's indoors or in a car. Yeah.
Not
I'm like, well, then she's not strapped to the back of your bike and you're keeping her indoors most of the time. And I said, and I bet you also don't introduce her to people as mama. Well, no, that's weird. I'm like, well, then don't do this. This is not your mama.
Okay, take it back.
Yeah. The second you start introducing your wife as a mama, something happens to her. Her skin goes into, like, when SpongeBob leaves the water.
She becomes a squillion?
Yeah, she's a squillionaire.
$1 squillion.
Yeah, that's right. I'll take it. We're done. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic weekend. We'll see you on Monday right here. So long!
It's out of control now.